Of the 9 running backs that have been picked in the first round going back to 2014, 5 of them have had their option picked up. Actually, check that. 4 of them have had their option picked up among the 9. Gurley, Gordon, Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley. Those are the 4. Gurley, McCaffrey, and Barkley are great players and were picked in the top, 10?
Yeah, Gurley cut short, but yes, a great talent.
And he led the league in rushing at least once. And Gordon was just he's probably the most similar, definitely the most similar from that group to Najee. The guy that didn't have his fifth-year option picked up was Fournette,
who turned into sort of a running back for hire mercenary most years.
Yes, playoff Lenny. Listen to Fournette's numbers his last year in Jacksonville when they didn't pick up his fifth-year option. 1,152 yards and 3 touchdowns. Top 5 pick, had 1,100 yards, 3 touchdowns. They said, no, we're good.
There is one key, I don't want to say key difference, but notable difference between he and Harris.
He had an injury in there.
Well, he didn't, not only that, the first season he only played 13 games, which is still missing, almost 20% of the year.
Man, but he was a stud that year. The Steelers saw him twice.
I'm aware.
Beat him up both times.
He dump trucked Mike Mitchell in spectacular fashion. But Harris has been nothing if not durable for the Steelers. We had a guy who called in, I think, who said Harris is always getting hurt, and we were scratching our heads.
Oh, Donnie just updated one thing.
51.
ETN. That's in this. Yes,
he's,
I didn't
he's
know from this
same
draft.
Year. He's
so
up for it. The
so
same
ETN
time.
Now becomes the fifth guy. So ETN
oh, they did
got
pick
his
up
option
already.
Picked up. Yes,
I think
I had not seen that. Thank you, Donnie, for getting in my ear on it.
ETN to me is a.
He's more of a modern running back because he catches the ball. He's got a little bit of Le'Veon Bell in him in that way. Not as productive, not as prolific, but he's a bigger threat in the passing game. Najee
a little less
was,
tread on his tires too because of.
The injury.
Missing a whole season.
Najee was only a threat in the passing game his rookie year because Ben wanted to dump the ball off like crazy
it
was hot potato.
We saw very clearly who the more dynamic running back was catching passes last year out of the backfield.
So here's the reason why I think this might be a little bit of a conundrum. If I told you that they were going to pay Najee Harris almost $7 million for this year, for this upcoming season, for the season that starts in a few months, I would be okay with that. He's not my cup of tea. I don't think you should invest in running backs. I thought the idea to draft him in the first round was stupid. Okay, but he's had 1,000 yards every year. He's been at least durable, available, and somewhat productive. Okay?
Probably coming off his best stretch of games to close last year.
But you've got to guarantee this money to him
now,
a year and a half from now. And if we've learned anything about the running back position in all our years watching football, you can fall off the Grand Canyon. Like that, man. You can burn out. You can be a Hall of Famer and by 27 years old be shot. I mean, that's not out of the question. And we know that there's a whole new way of doing business with this Omar Khan-led group. Mm-hmm. Omar did not draft Najee. That was Colbert and Tomlin.
Omar, I feel confident saying this. Omar wouldn't have drafted him.
Believe
Omar
would
have drafted
him. Okay, so then I'll give you, maybe this is a rhetorical question. Why would you feel confident in Omar absolutely picking up the fifth-year option then?
I'm not. I don't think that that's fait accompli here.
To be honest with you, and you guys can tell me what you think, my opinion is, in addition to being a pretty, good player, the other reason why I think they end up picking it up is because they don't want to deal with the BS of not picking it up. If they don't pick it up, I think Najee's a problem.
Despite all the things we hear about what a good guy he is as like a team leader and the fact that Tomlin has touted him many times as such.
They took the captain's badge off him, and I think things occurred last year that make us dubious about that qualification, right?
I mean, I was being semi-rhetorical and semi-facetious. I thought that one of the things they said about him numerous times that never really held water to me was this idea that he was this phenomenal leader in the locker room. I think guys could respect him as a teammate because he takes a physical pounding to try to do his job and does it better than most guys in the league, but that doesn't make him like this spectacular teammate. You know what? They've tried, I think, the last 2 years to lighten the load. He got 381 touches as a rookie. They just took the most out of him that they could. Down to 313 2 years ago, down to 284 last year. They have seemingly tried to trend his touches in the correct direction, Pony. You know what they haven't gotten out of that, though? Better production as a result. Yards per touch, nice metric no one ever comes up with. Lower last year than it was his rookie year when he was getting the ball constantly.
Well, he was finally over 4 yards a carry as a running back last
year. I know,
year.
But he was a better receiver his rookie year.
Yep.
4.2 yards per touch, man. I know that he had his best year as a ball carrier, but it still wasn't exactly like setting the world on fire. I would not pick it up. Now,
That feeds into the notion that we have among people that we've always been the most negative Najee Harris show.
No, it's just it's a fact to me of the NFL that you don't have to pay running backs big money. And I understand. Here's the thing. You pay him the $6.8 million, which is essentially what the fifth-year option is. That only counts 2.48% of the cap that year. That's what it's going to be. SpotTrack has this out there already. Yep. That's not a lot. He counts 1.6% against the cap this year. My point is just go look at last year's list of NFL leading rushers. Now, McCaffrey's the outlier. He also plays in the best system 40 at almost 1,500 yards, Pony.
Yep.
The rest of them aren't first-round picks.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Among the
Tyron Williams, what round was he picked in, Donnie? He was the third leading rusher in the league. I'll put you on the spot. Kyron Williams.
Notre Dame.
Like fifth?
Fifth round. They had a different guy that they had picked higher, Cam Akers, who was supposed to be the man there, and then they just said, McVay, to his credit, said, well, this was a mistake.
There were 12 1,000-yard rushers in the NFL last year, and only two of them had 1,000 yards for the team that drafted them in the first round, and that's Najee and Etienne.
And Etienne barely got there. Like, Tony Pollard's the other 1,000. Okay.
He wasn't a first-round
pick by
Dallas.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's the last guy on the list, and I'm just thinking, I was going to say, Zeke was the guy that was supposed to be the man there, and look where his career's at. I wouldn't do it because even at that minimal of a cap percentage, and even at that modest of a number, what's to say there isn't going to be another guy in next year's draft?
$6.8 million is not modest NFL running back money. It would pay
him. No, I'm talking about specifically as it pertains to the cap. I hear $6 million, and I know it's not even 3% of the cap, and that's not a big expenditure to me, but it's still not worth it. Is it worth it to you?
No, I wouldn't do it because it's not for 2024. It's for 2025. And if he has a good year and you still think he's healthy and you don't see any sign of him breaking down or deteriorating, well, then sign him to an extension next offseason. I don't honestly think you're going to be competing with and having to outbid tons of teams trying to sign Najee Harris. And guess what? If he leaves,
Then you draft
one in the third or fourth round who's probably good enough to be your starting running back day one. If you've got a, here's the thing. If we really believe that the Steelers' offensive line is on the precipice and on the verge of becoming the strength of the team,
don't need a running
why
back
do you need
pedigree.
To pay a running back $7 million? Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, there's a guy this year, if they didn't have Najee Harris or Najee Harris was walking, I would have picked Braylon Allen, the big dump truck kid from Wisconsin. Just a monster physically. Because those guys... Listen, man, other than McCaffrey at this point, and Derrick Henry, who did it a different way and is very unique physically as far as holding up, the position just is not what it was.